7:35 on this Monday morning. Time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us again this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Mine was great. How about you,
yeah,
Ted?
Me.
Yeah, me. We had a great weekend. What about you? Because I know on weekends you stay, you've been staying pretty busy. What did you have this weekend?
Oh, yes. Well, this weekend was supporting multiple different organizations and really the community. Started with HopeNet. If you have not heard about that nonprofit, they provide free counseling services for individuals here in our community. Then had the opportunity to meet retired Wichita firefighters at their reunion, attended Oktoberfest at Blessed Sacrament, went and supported the North End with the Nomar Fiesta, then went down back southeast to the Vietnamese Fall Festival at All Saints, and then on Sunday went and supported our fallen firefighters at their memorial in South Wichita, and then ended the night yesterday at NAMI Wichita's candlelight ceremony to kick off Mental Illness Awareness Week.
Yeah, so like I said, you were plenty busy.
Yes.
Yeah, even last week when I did the bonfire lighting to begin Shocktoberfest, people were asking me, is Lily Wu going to be, is the mayor going to be here? I said, I don't know. I'm not in charge of her schedule.
Yeah.
Well, there's just a lot going on in our community, and I like to highlight whenever there are free events happening in the community. So I do want to say something about next weekend so folks can prepare. But as you know, we do this thing called Open Streets ICT, where we close down Douglas from College Hill all the way to Delano. And that will happen this upcoming Sunday. So be aware of that. Sunday from noon to 5 o'clock, that street will be closed so that people can enjoy biking, walking, music activities. There's just going to be a lot going on in that 4 mile stretch. But in the morning, there's something else that's going to happen, which is the Prairie Fire Marathon. It's not just a marathon, half marathon, but also the friendly 5K. And there's still room for anyone that wants to join me and some council members in the friendly 5K. We're kicking that off. Mayor Brewer used to do this friendly 5K, and I'm bringing it back, and hopefully I get to enjoy it with many of you. I don't run, but I will jog and walk as well.
What's the difference? Jogging is running to me.
Light running.
Light running. Okay. Slow running, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do when I see an opening, a shorter line at Paris Baguette. I do some light running.
Light running.
Make sure I get to that line.
I've seen you. It's pretty brutal. Yeah, okay. You know, something that you mentioned there that people should be aware of, and that is because if you go to church in downtown Wichita, that Prairie Fire could have your streets blocked off. So be aware of that. It's quite a deal. It's pretty big run.
It is, and it brings runners from all around the country. So this is another opportunity to show off our city to these guests. And so this weekend will be really a jam-packed weekend. I do also want to mention, since I've been a volunteer for the association for a long time, on Saturday, it'll be the 43rd Annual Wichita Asian Festival inside Century 2 in the evening time. So that's another great opportunity to check out the different Asian cultures through culinary and performing arts. And so just shout out to the folks over at the Wichita Asian Association.
And that's an event that has really blossomed over the years.
Sure,
it's a pretty big deal.
It has. It started as a free event at WSU, and then it blossomed into, again, Century 2, and now they take up two spaces of Century 2, and just a really great event. It's $5 to get in, but really a great opportunity to enjoy indoors. So it doesn't matter what the weather is outside, it's an indoor activity.
Tomorrow is Tuesday. That usually means there's a city council meeting. How about this week? We're going to have one?
Yes. So on the council agenda tomorrow, we'll be talking about an ordinance relating to prosecuting alcohol violations. So currently, the Alcohol Beverage Control, or ABC, they're the ones that give out the tickets. And they usually give those out, and it goes to district court. Well, district court right now is overcrowded, so they would like us to prosecute the misdemeanor violations in Wichita Municipal Court. So that will be an ordinance that we'll be talking about. In addition to, we'll be talking about roads, streets. I know that's a top priority for our community. And so there are four different street projects that will be part of the capital improvement program. They're 127th Street East from Douglas to 13th, 21st Street from St. Teresa to 119th West, Webb Road from Central to 13th, and First Street North Bridge over the Arkansas River. So these are four specific capital improvement projects that need some design funding, so we'll be talking about those. But I'm also interested in letting community know. I know that there are streets that you are interested in and how they stack up on the priority list, because as you know, the city of Wichita takes care of nearly 5,000 lane miles, which is a lot of road that they have to take care of every year. And so we need the help of community. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to talk to a neighbor this weekend in our community, and they said, there's lots of potholes along my neighborhood street. What can you do about it? And I told them that they can get on to the website or the app, or I can do it for them as I was standing right there and showed them how to do a report of pothole. And hopefully within the next 24 to 48 hours, those potholes will be filled.
You've got to be get on the list and make priorities. Okay. Anything else going on? That's it, huh? That's going to be plenty to keep you busy.
Yes, there's a lot going on in the city. And really, I just want to encourage people to get out and support these community events, as well as, you know, I know that there's a strike going on at Textron, and I'm being thoughtful about the skilled manufacturing workforce that is out there striking, but also the aerospace manufacturers that create job opportunities for both union and non-union workers. My thoughts are with all of you, and I'm just hopeful that there will be a resolution that will come out of this pretty quickly.
All right.
Hey, I was, you know, Blessed Sacrament's my home parish, so I was glad to hear you plug Oktoberfest there. I hope the Blessed Sacrament people gave you something good to eat.
Oh, yes. I bought some of the beer rocks there and had a beer.
Nice.
All right.
That's some Blessed Sacrament hospitality there for
go.
The mayor.
All right. Thank you, Mayor, and we will chat with you again next week at this time. 7:42, yeah. Stephen 10 in the morning here, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. And coming up, we got what do we got coming up? The Wichita Business Journal update. Loan processing office opens in Hispanic North Wichita neighborhood. That's on the way with Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.